a masculine voice said, sounding like it came from the far side of the house. She followed the sound and noticed a man talking on the phone, his back to her. He was tall, well-built, muscles defined as she took him in from behind, and what a behind he had, a tight ass in his faded jeans. She ogled the sight shamelessly, her gaze traveling up his lean waist and broad shoulders. His dark hair was short, and the jet-black color she preferred on a man. He wore a light blue button-down, sleeves rolled up, revealing sexy forearms. And then he turned to meet her gaze, giving her one raised finger to indicate he needed another minute on the phone, except she wasn't paying attention to the gesture, because one look at that handsome face, more mature than she remembered but just as good-looking, and she froze. Vivid blue eyes widened at the sight of her in return. She wasn't just looking at a stranger. She was staring into the shocked eyes of her son's father, a man she hadn't seen since before she found out she was pregnant. "Jake," she whispered, unable to comprehend the fact that she was standing in the same room with her first love, her first everything.
"Call you back,"
he said into the phone, disconnecting the call.
"Phoebe? Fuck, is that really you?"
he asked, sounding as startled as she felt. His voice was the same, yet deeper and infinitely sexier.
"Your master's construction?"
His last name was Nichols. He probably worked for the company, but she was numb at the sight of him, and stupid comments flew from her mouth.
"I'm in charge of the project,"
he said, gesturing around the house.
"But Master's Construction is located in Thornton," she said of the next town over from Rosewood Bay. "That means you've been nearby all this time?"
she asked, still in shock.
"Apparently so,"
he said, his gaze drinking her in.
"Well."
She'd wanted so badly to find him after Jamie was born. Her aunt had tried to locate him and failed. Her private investigator had hit a dead end after discovering that Jake had left the group home he'd been sent to, a punishment for being found in bed with Phoebe.
"Let's sit,"
he suggested. He took her elbow and led her to the nearest sofa, his touch burning through her suit jacket. She settled in and he joined her, too close and yet too far away.
"Phoebe, God, you look beautiful,"
he said, his expression warm, his tone a husky sound, reminding her he was more man than boy. He didn't break eye contact, as if afraid if he blinked she'd disappear. Her cheeks burned at the compliment, and as a pale blonde when she blushed, the red was noticeable.
"Thank you. You look pretty good yourself."
A smile ticked at the corner of his mouth, showing the dimple she remembered. He was older, his chiseled features more defined, lips full, and she felt like she was looking into the eyes of her son, at what her little boy would look like when he grew up. Panic rose in her throat at the thought.
"What have you been doing with your life?"
he asked, leaning in, obviously interested in catching up.
"I've been raising your child," she thought, tamping down on near hysteria. She needed to tell him, but she couldn't just blurt out the fact that he had a son. She didn't know anything about his life. Was he married?
Her gaze slid to the finger he'd wear a wedding band on, but there was no sign of a ring. Which didn't mean anything, he might not choose to wear one. Or he could be single but have a girlfriend. Or children of his own. Her thoughts raced a mile a minute. She definitely wanted time to think things through, to decide how to break it to him and to explain she hadn't shut him out on purpose.
"Phoebe?"
he prodded in the wake of her silence.
"I'm a realtor," she said. "Which is why Celeste trusted me to keep an eye on things while you work."
He nodded in understanding.
"How about you? What have you been up to all this time?" she asked.
"I got into construction after... well, I met a guy who took me under his wing and taught me everything he knows."
His big shoulders rolled back and pride sounded in his voice.
"That's good,"
she murmured, unsure of what to say next. Silence reigned. Small talk felt awkward considering the weight of the secret lying on her heart.
Listen, I need to go. I forgot some paperwork I have to do for an appointment this afternoon. Did you need me to show you around the house before I leave?"
His gaze narrowed, showing his confusion at her sudden rush to depart.